message.
Have you ever caught yourself saying things like, I don't want to feel stressed, or I don't want to mess this up? It's almost automatic, isn't it? We use these words, don't, not, and no, to try to avoid what we do not want. But here is the interesting thing about that. By focusing on what we do not want, we are giving energy to that very thing. We are solidifying it in our experience, even when we think we are trying to steer away from it. Let me explain what I mean by that. Our brains are incredibly powerful, but they're not great at processing negatives. When I say, don't think of a pink elephant, what's the first image that pops into your mind? A pink elephant, of course. You cannot help but visualize it. The same principle applies when we say things like, I don't want to be anxious, or I don't want to fail. The subconscious mind still locks onto anxious and fail, and guess what? That's where our attention goes. What we focus on expands. I say it time and time again. So when we speak in terms of what we do not want, we are actually feeding that very experience. We are strengthening the hold those thoughts have over us. It's like telling our brains, here's a roadmap of things to avoid. But then your brain sees those markers as destinations. So what's the alternative? How do we shift this dynamic and use our words to create more of what we do want? Well, it's about flipping the script, literally. Instead of saying what we do not want, we need to get intentional and declare what we do want. I don't want to be stressed becomes, I want to feel calm and balanced. I don't want to fail becomes, I want to succeed, to grow, and to learn. Now, here's the kicker about this. When we speak in terms of what we do want, we're not just changing our language, we're changing our relationship to our experience. We're holding ourselves to a higher level of accountability, and with that comes responsibility. No more defaulting to external blame or hoping that something just doesn't happen to us. When we declare what we want, we're stepping into a space of 100% responsibility. And that, my friends, is a powerful shift, because now, instead of reacting to what we are trying to avoid, we're intentionally creating the experience we want. We are giving ourselves a clear path, and this clarity informs our actions, our mindset, and even the opportunities that we notice along the way. So let's break this down just a little further. When we say, I don't want to feel stressed, we're putting the focus on stress and almost giving it a kind of ownership in our lives. And the problem then becomes the centerpiece. But if we say, I want to feel calm, focused, and in control, now our brain starts looking for ways to create those feelings. We're taking responsibility for how we want to feel. We are inviting solutions and possibilities instead of reinforcing what's wrong. This is not just about positive thinking. It's about conscious creation. It's about being deliberate with the words we use, because words shape our reality. They give form to our thoughts, our emotions, and ultimately our experience. And yes, this is going to take practice. It's easier to say what we don't want because, frankly, that's how most of us have been conditioned. But with a little awareness, we can start to catch ourselves in those moments, pause, and make the shift. Ask yourself, what do I actually want in this moment? What am I trying to create here? And how do I want to feel? Every time you ask yourself those questions, you are steering the ship. You are no longer letting your experience happen to you. You're actively shaping them. And this shift holds us to a higher level of integrity. Think about the power in that. When we stop talking about what we do not want and start declaring what we do want, we are stepping into a position of leadership in our own life. It transforms our mindset, our approach, and ultimately the outcome.